asithandaze.
Shall we pray?
Siyabonga Nkosi ukugcinwa nguwena kuze kube yilesi sikhathi.
We thank you, Lord, for your keeping us, protecting us until this time.
Siyacela ukuthi ube nathi.
We ask you to be with us.
Bongile ukusebenza kwakho. Siyaphinda sithi Nkosi akungapheli kodwa kuqhubeke njalo.
We're thankful, Lord, to have observed and experienced your working, and we pray that it would never come to an end but continue always.
Amen.
Amen.
Switzerland, bangicela ukuthi ukhulume ngo 1 Johane, uJohane oqala. Incwadi kaJohane sahluku sesibili kusukela ivesi leshumi nesikhombisa.
In Switzerland they had asked us to speak about the verses 1 John chapter 2 from verse 17.
Izwe liyadlula kanye nenkanuko yalo kepha owenza intando kaNkulunkulu uhlala kuze kube phakade.
And the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
Izwe liyadlula.
And the world is passing away,
kanye nenkanuko yalo,
and the lust of it,
kepha owenza intando kaNkulunkulu uhlala kuze kube phakade.
But he who does the will of God abides forever.
Manje leli izwi limumethe okuningi kulukhulu ukukhuluma ngakho ngoba kufanele ukuthi uyikhuze ukuze ungachezuki endleleni ngoba kuningi okumbulekayo.
This text contains so much. There are so many different thoughts that come to me that I've actually got to discipline myself to keep the theme and to stay on the point. There is so much wealth in it.
Namhla ngithanda ukuthi ngikhulume ngezwe izwe.
Today I'd like to speak about the world.
Izwe lini?
What is the world?
Izwe likuphi?
Where is the world?
Uma kuthiwa izwe liyadlula, ikupho kuzodlula.
If it says the world is passing away, what is this world passing away?
Ngisho nalowo umbuzo unamagatsha amaningi.
Even this very question has got many branches to it.
Ngithanda ukuthi ke ngiqale vesini leshumi nesihlanu ukuba sizwisise kangcono ivesi leshumi nesikhombisa.
Now let's start from verse 5 so that we would understand verse 17 properly.
15.
Sorry, verse 15.
Ningathandi izwe nezinto ezisezweni. Uma umuntu ethandizwe, uthando lukaNkulunkulu lukayise alukho kuye.
From verse 15, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Ngokuba konke kusezweni, inkanuko yenyama, inkanuko yamehlo, nokuzigabisa, ngalokhu kuphila akuveli kuyise kodwa kuvele zweni.
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father but is of the world.
Ngiyakuzwa lokho.
Do you hear that?
La sibalelwa izinto ezintathu.
Here three things are mentioned.
Kanuko yenyama,
the lust of the flesh,
kanuko yamehlo,
the lust of the eyes,
nokuzigabisa ngalokuphila.
And the pride of life.
Uyiqhenye ngaloku ukuphila.
The pride of this life.
Kuyisimanga ukuthi uSathane inyoka endala uma ilingu Eva yamlinga ngalendlela ngekanuko yenyama.
It is amazing that when Satan, the old serpent, when he tempted Eve, he tempted her with these things: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes,
inyama, umzimba,
the lust of the flesh being the body,
inkanuko yamehlo,
the lust of the eyes,
nokuyiqhenya ngalokhu kuphila,
and the pride of life.
Lapho uSatan elinga uJesu, wamlinga ngazo lezi zinto.
When Satan tempted Jesus, he tempted him with these very same things.
Into yokuqala inkanuko,
firstly lust,
yenyama,
of the flesh.
Kusho ukuthi umzimba.
Remember the body.
Into namhlaba ningi uma bezwe inyama nje bacabanga ukufebe nje.
Many people, when they hear about the flesh, they automatically think it means sexual promiscuity.
Cha.
No.
Inyama isho konke okuphambene nentando kaNkulunkulu.
The flesh encompasses all that is in rebellion against God.
Nenkanuko yamehlo.
And the lust of the eyes. And the pride of life.
Kusho ukuthi nakho kokuyingozi enkulu uma uSathane beqonda ukumlahla uEva, umlingu Eva. Ngisho Jesu qobo lwakhe amlinge ngaleyo ndlela, kusho ukuthi kuyinto esemqoka leyo.
These are important and very real dangers. So when Satan tempted Eve and the Lord Jesus, these were the things he used.
Kufanele ukuthi nawe uqaphelisise lezi zinto zontathu ngoba uSathane ubezama ukumwisa uJesu ngazo, kodwa kawanga, kodwa uEva wehluleka.
In the same way, we ought to be especially careful of these very three things. Remember, in tempting the Lord Jesus, he stood and resisted him, did not fall, but Eve fell.
UJesu ma esikhulekela, wathi baba ngicela ukuthi ubakhiphe ezweni, kodwa ubagcine ezweni.
When Jesus prayed, he said, Father, I do not ask that you should remove them from the world, but keep them in the world.
Elini gatsha lelo.
Now that is another thread. So Jesus didn't ask the Father that we should be removed out of this world, but rather that we should be kept in this world.
Manje uma kuthiwa izwe inkanuko yenyama.
So if it says the world, the lust of the flesh,
wamthatha uEva wamise emthini esihlahleni wamvezela isithelo esihle esimnandi.
Satan took Eve to the tree and showed her these very nice things.
Ukwesibili kanuko yamehlo wasibuka sabukeka kahle,
that were appealing and to be desired. Then, with the lust of the eyes, he showed her the beauty and the attraction of this. Thirdly, pride.
What?
And then regarding pride, Satan promised her that she would become like God, as wise as God is.
naku Jesu kwafana tu ngaleyo ndlela uJesu evele ehlane ehlane lambile.
Remember with Jesus in similar fashion, Jesus was in the wilderness, he was hungry. He hadn't eaten for 40 days.
Niyazi baningi abantu abakholwa emhlabeni abenza lokho abanye bazobaphumelele insuku ezingamashumi amane bengadli.
Well, there are many religious people who do 40 day fasts. Some even succeed in getting through 40 days.
Nala kwasiza abantu kwakho kwafika umuntu.
And here
wamisa inqola yakhe ikhareveni engadini yami ethi ucela ukuhlala la insuku ezingamashumi amane engadli njengoJesu ezila njengoJesu.
Even here at Kwasizabantu, I once had a man who came and he asked to put up his caravan on my yard. And he said, I want to fast 40 days, just as Jesus did. I went to his caravan. I observed that it had very luxurious mattresses. I said, well, if you really want to fast as Jesus did, shouldn't you be like him as Jesus was in the wilderness where there were no mattresses? In the wilderness, there was only hard, difficult conditions. There were thorns and there were stones. He was exposed to the elements, to the sun, the wild beasts. And there in his caravan, he had lovely cold water ready to be poured. And I just thought, well, we are just bluffing ourselves if we think that we're fasting like Jesus did and we try and make it seem as if though it's the same thing. He was in a wilderness that was so difficult and the conditions so hard on him, far more difficult than down in the Msinga area. His exposure to the sun and all the elements that were in opposition to him. And so when Satan tempted him, he got him at his weakest spot regarding hunger. He really was hungry. His body craved for food. And so Satan suggested, he said, well, how about turning this stone into a loaf of bread? And he was tempting him with the lust of the flesh. But it's not speaking here of sexual desire, but rather of the lust of the body, the craving of the body.
Manjeke, utesu wat ningalithandizwe izwe liyadlula kuphela wenza intando kaNkulunkulu khuluma ngezweke izwe liyini likuphi.
Jesus here, the Lord is speaking here about the world and all that is in it is passing away. So where is the world? Do you know where the world is? In you. It's deep down inside you, entrenched in the inner you. You don't have to go to Egypt to find a desert, a wilderness, the world. It's inside you.
UJesu wakhuluma ngokamakho isahluko sesikhombisa.
In Mark 7, the Lord Jesus spoke.
Ivesi leshumi nane.
In verse 14.
Khona wabuya wabiza isixuku. Wathi kuso, ngizweni nonke, niqonde. UJesu ufuna ukuthi noma bani phakathi kwethu amuzwe manje. Uthi ngizweni nonke. Akusithi isikhathi sokulala manje, lokhu kulala kwakho kuzongeniswa straight esihogweni. Qonda ukuthi nawe ungokwa Satana. Ngoba uthi ngizweni nonke. Wonke umuntu kufanele ukuthi akuzwe lokhu.
Mark 7:14, and when he had called all the multitude to him, he said to them, hear me, everyone, and understand. There's no time for sleep here. That will send you to hell. Here he says, everyone, you listen now.
Aluko uto olungaphandle komuntu lungene kuye olungamngcolisa kepha okuphumayo lalelisisa ke kepha okuphumayo kumuntu ikona okumngcolisayo umuntu.
There is nothing that enters a man from outside which can defile him, but the things which come out of him. Do you hear that? Listen carefully. The things that come out of him, those are the things that defile a man.
Then verse 17.
Kuthe
sengene endlini, evele esixukwini, abafundi bakhe bambuza ngalowo mfanekiso.
And when he had entered a house away from the crowd, his disciples asked him concerning the parable.
Why sethi kubo, kanti nani? Ningabanga qondiyo na aniqondini ukuthi konke kungaphandle kungene kumuntu kungemngcolise na.
So he said to them, are you thus without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatever enters a man from without or from outside cannot defile him?
Ngokuba kungeni enhlizweni yakhe kodwa kungene eswini kuphumele ngaphandle kuhlambulula ukudla konke.
Because it does not enter his heart but his stomach and is eliminated, thus purifying all foods.
Niyazi ukuthi khona abantu abakhulu abakholwayo beshayela abantu imthetho, ungayidlile inyama ungayidlileyo uyongcola. UJesu uthi lokho kudlayo akungena enhlizweni.
Now you know that there are different groups that stress, or denominations that stress that this type of food and that type of food you ought not to have because it's bad for you, it defiles you. Jesus said no food defiles you because it only enters into the stomach.
Yikho uma sidla sithandaza ngoba ukudla kuyangcweliswa.
That is why when we eat, we pray that the food would be sanctified. Food is sanctified through prayer.
Okuphumayo kumuntu yilokho okumngcolisayo umuntu. Hayi ungenayo emlonyeni. Okuphumayo ikona okumngcolisayo umuntu.
What comes out of a person is what defiles him, not what enters into him.
Ngokuba ngaphakathi enhlizweni yabantu kuphuma imicabango emibi.
For what comes out of a man, that defiles a man, for from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts,
nobufebe,
adulteries,
nokweba,
fornications and murderies and thefts, murders,
ukubulala nokuphinga nokufisa nokushinga nenkohliso nokungabi nanhloni neselibi nokuhlambalaza nokuzidla nobuhula.
Covetousness, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness.
Zonke lezi zinto ezimbi zivela ngaphakathi.
All these evil things come from within.
Zingcolisa umuntu.
And defile a person.
Is ayi ukuthi ngaphandle ukuza kuwe okungcolisayo. Okungcolisayo ilokho kusenhlizweni yakho.
You're not defiled by what comes from without into you, but what comes from out of you, and that is the very thing that defiles you.
Khumbula enye indoda yafika yathi awumfundisi bese ngihlupheke kabi, ngilwa nomkami, ngilwa nengane ngoba ziyangihlupha. Ngathi angihambe ngiphumule, ake ngiye endaweni eyihlane, ake ngiye endaweni la kungekho khona umuntu. Uthi ngasuka ngahamba ngathola indlu, ngangena kuyo ngayivalela phakathi endlini ukuthi kungabikho ongiphazamisayo, kungabikho ongihluphayo.
I remember a man coming to me and saying to me, you know, I have suffered from anger. I would get so irritable with my wife and my children that would trouble me, especially if I wanted to rest. So I decided that what I really need is to get away to a place that is so deserted and just find a little place, a little room where nothing will disturb me.
Uthi ngahlali awe amahora amabili amahora amathathu athi awu mamu na indaba bo angithi ngedwa manje kodwa kusekhona ukungihluphayo. Ngase ngithola ukuthi kanti lento engihluphayo kimi.
And he said, I found such a place, and after 2 or 3 hours, I had the sudden realization that the things that were troubling me were inside me.
UJesu thonga phakathi kumuntu, inkono kumngcolisayo.
Jesus said, what is within a person is what defiles him.
Ningixolele uma ngifundela amavesi amaningi namhlanje angijwayele ukwenza.
Excuse me reading to you many verses today. I'm not used to reading from so many texts.
Ake ngisifunde nencwadi kwaseGalatia 5.
Look at Galatians 5 from verse 19.
Kepha imsebenzi yenyama isobala engukuthi ubufebe, ukungcola, amanyala.
Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, licentiousness,
nokhonza ithombe, nokuthakatha, nobutha, nokulwa, nomona, nokuthukuthela, nokubanga, nokwalana, nokwahlukana.
Idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies,
nomhawu, nokudakwa, nokuxokozela, nokunjalo. Engandulela ukunitshela ngakho, njengokuba senganitshela ukuthi abenze kunje abayi kulidla ifa lombuso kaNkulunkulu.
Envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. The one who does these things will never inherit God's kingdom.
kwathi uJesu uthini ngizweni konke lokho kuphuma ngaphakathi enhlizweni.
And what Jesus said when he said, "Hear me," it's not what comes from without, but what comes out from inside that defiles a man. Consider some of the people who come here to the mission. There are no cigarettes here at the mission. The Lord's people are here, but that person, you'll find them smoking. They will get angry. They have these different sins. And where do they come from? It comes from within the person. Here are school children, boys and girls.
Sent by their parents
to learn what is good, so that they would be here and study and learn about things that are right, good laws.
Kodwa ingane izofeba la, izogangala, ibe noshiki la, ibe nenkani, ikutholephi, kusenhlizweni yayo, phakathi, izwe likuye.
But you'll find a school child can be promiscuous, they can get angry, stubborn, rebellious. Where does it come from? Inside them.
Abantwana bakwa Israeli baphume eGibhithe ezweni lwezono.
The children of
bezoqonde Kanani sebedabula ulwandle olubomvu. Kodwa lapho besehlala sebephumile eGibhithe. Bengasekho eGibhithe.
The children of Israel were delivered out of the land of Egypt and out of all that suffering, and here they were in the wilderness, and they began to be rebellious and murmur. Where did that come from? The problem was that Egypt hadn't come out of them.
Bona bephumile eGibhithe.
They had come out of Egypt.
They
were no longer
in. Kodwa baphuma nali Egypte, Egypte liphakathi kwabo.
They were no longer in Egypt, but the problem was Egypt was still entrenched inside them.
Bakhonona kuMosi.
Complained to Moses.
Balwa naye. Baze balwa noNkulunkulu besola uNkulunkulu. Ethi kodwa nisikhipheleni eGibhithe. Sikhumbula wanyaniswa khona nogalika nokudla kwakhona. Sikhumbula ufishi esawuthola mahala. Kodwa sesiyafa la. Bekhumbula le izwe iGibhithe belikubona.
And they complained and fought against Moses and against God, saying, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt? At least we had onions and garlic and things and free fish. But here we are in this place." You see, Egypt was still inside them.
Indaba isenhlizweni yomuntu. Ungathatha ingulube, uyigeze, ibe mhlophe qhwa. Uyithatha uyifake endlini yakho, uyigade, uyigcobe ngamafutha, uyithele ngamanzi anephunga elihle, kodwa idedele iyophuma iyongena ngekhala odakeni.
You can take a pig and you can do a thorough job of scrubbing it, washing it, bathing it, and you can powder, puff and perfume it, but it, when it's released, where will it go? Back to the mud.
Ingena khona odakeni yobhuquza khona ngoba kuyingulube inenhliziyo yengulube.
Back to the mud where it will wallow. Why? Because it's a pig.
Indaba yakho isenhlizweni yakho ngoba unenhliziyo yezwe.
Your problem is your heart because you have the heart of the world.
Ungathatha idata.
You can take a duck.
Thatha maqanda esikhukukazi.
And the eggs of the duck.
Uyifake phansi.
Eggs of a chicken and put it under the duck.
Khamseleka maqhwane.
And these duck, these eggs may be hatched, or these chicken eggs, that they, these little chicks are hatched under the duck.
Idata seliyapi liyemanzini liyaphukuta ngene manzini kodwa amachwane enkuku azome eceleni angeni ngoba kwinhliziyo yenkuku. Ungaguqula ke futhi thatha amaqanda edata ekewu ufake phansi kwesikhukukazi khamseleke iyahambi isikhukukazi siqhwanda sifuna ukudla fike emanzini ubona amazinyane bona amachwane edata engena emanzini. Isikhukukazi senkuku siyahlupheka sibanga umsindo. Nazi ingane zayo sezingena emanzini. Ngani? Isimo, inhliziyo yedada ila emachwaneni.
You'll find that the chicken will wander off looking for food, but the little ducklings will go into the water. The chicken doesn't want to, it's got no instinct to do it, but these ducklings automatically want to. The same is true vice versa. Had it been little chickens and or if there were little ducks under a hen, then you'd find the same would be true. One is drawn to the water, one is not.
Usucabanga abafana. Wena mfana usufuna ukushela amantombazana ezulwini. Uzola qalekela ugwayi. Ufuna uphuzo lwakho, ufuna indlela zakho, izinto zakho ozenzayo. Uzoyifuna. Izulu liyoba isikhogo.
God could just simply open the doors of heaven and allow you to come in. The problem is that you'll do the things that you've craved for, those desires of the heart. The boy will be flirting, will want to flirt with girls and the girl with boys, or you'll crave for your tobacco, and that heaven will turn into hell for you.
Let's start. Ngokuba lokhu kwintando kaNkulunkulu ukungcweliswa kwenu.
That's
why. Ukuba nidede ebufebeni.
That is why in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3 it says, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality."
Ukuba ilona logini akwazi ukuhlala nomngakhe ngobungcwele nangokuhlonipha.
That each one of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor.
Nakho kuyintando kaNkulunkulu ukuba ungcweliswe.
Here is the
likhishwe izwe kuwe udede bufebeni ayike ukufebe asina kuphika lokho ukuthi kuyinto enzima ikanuko yenyama ebufebeni.
Here is the will of God, your sanctification, that this world is taken out of you. And it says, and that you should abstain from sexual immorality. We cannot deny that this is a very powerful desire, this promiscuity.
La kubalwe khona izinto eziningi, cisho zu 17, hayi ukuthi zona seyiphelele. UPaulu uyawabala bala encwadini kwabaseGalatiya 5:19 ethi nokunjalo ulaka inkani nanani abenza nokunjalo kukhona okunye futhi ilokho nokunye okunjalo abayi kulidlifa lombuso kaNkulunkulu keke lo muntu yesogweni noma ngakhulekelwa aphiwe isidlo senkosi uMayisefa akunakumsiza qoqe bonke abafundisi abakhona emhlabeni bamkhulekele akaye ezulwini uye kulahlweni ekubhujisweni.
And that's just one of the things that come out of the heart. In the Galatians 5 text which I quoted, there are about 17 or 19 different sins quoted, and that doesn't complete the list either. And it says that those who do these things will go to hell. It doesn't matter if you're given the last rites just before you die, if you're given the Lord's Supper, or if all the ministers and pastors of the world are collected to pray for you, nothing will help.
Inkanuko yenyama isobala. Iyabalwa la. Into yokuqala ukufebe, 2 nokungcola, 3 namanyala. Izinto zontathu ezokuqala zithintene nokungcola komzimba. Ubufebe.
The lust of the flesh is put very clearly here. It gives different angles to it: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, licentiousness.
Adultery. Adultery. Ukushada komuntu. Bese angathembeki emshadweni wakhe.
You hear that it mentions adultery. That means a person who is married and is not faithful to their marriage, to their spouse.
Isono esikhulu kabi leso ngoba uzofunga phambi kwealtari ufunga ukuthi uzomthatha usibanibani abe umkakho kodwa nibuye nidivorce.
It is a terrible sin because you've made a vow before the altar that I take this person as my spouse, and then later on it turns around and they divorce each other.
Wena ndoda ofungile usuya komunye wesifazane. Nawe sifazane usuya kwenye indoda.
And you man who have you've sworn an oath of faithfulness to your wife, you go to another woman. And you wife, you've said that I will be faithful to my husband, you go to another man.
Uluthena, Martin Luther.
Martin Luther.
Wathi akakho onukayo onesitinki esinukayo njengomuntu ongathembekile emshadweni wakhe. Athu yeno nuka kunezinto zonke nabantu bonke nodoti wonke ukhona emhlabeni.
He said, there is no one that carries a stench, a terrible smell, like the one who is an adulterer. That person smells the worst out of all the sinners on earth.
Uthi konke okukhona akukho kunephunga elibi njengomuntu ongathembekanga emshadweni wakhe.
out of all the foul stenches that there are, there is one that is worse than them all. The one who has been unfaithful to his spouse.
Udabukeke uma uhamba umhlaba, ubone sekuyinto yalutho emhlabeni. Sekuyinto yakhona nje. Ukuba ubu abantu bangathembeki emshadweni wakhe. Noma uyindoda, noma ungowesifazane.
It is heart-wrenching as one travels through the world to see how commonplace divorce has become. Whether it's men or women, from both sides, it's just become a common thing, a norm.
Besubufebe, ubufebe, noma ungashadile, noma ushadile, ubufebe, ube umqwayisi.
And then,
wenza ubufebe.
Fornication, all sorts of sexual immorality, whether it's a prostitute, whether it, whatever manner of sexual sin it is.
Namanyala.
And uncleanness.
Wenza manyala ngomzimba wakho.
You do perverted.
Nomwedwa usebenzisa isandla sakho. Noma ube namathulusi akho wasebenzisayo. Amanyala. Isimanga kuthi kungaqali ngolaka, kungaqali ngenzondo, kungaqali ngegqubu. Kodwa uqale ngalezi zinto.
Uncleanness, where it can happen just with yourself. A person who uses their hand or whatever things that they manufacture or use for the lusts of the flesh, this uncleanness. It's amazing that it doesn't start with anger or with hatred. It starts with these sexual sins. This is...
Ngizothembeka emshadweni. Kuze kube sekufeni. Kanti insuku ezimbili ezintathu noma amaviki noma inyanga noma iminyaka awusathembeki.
This is an awful thing because you have sworn an oath of faithfulness to your spouse when you got married. But after some weeks, or after some days, or some months, or some years, you are then unfaithful to that promise.
Ubusisiwe ngesibusiso sikaNkulunkulu, ukubusisile uNkulunkulu. Kodwa lo mshado usuzokunyathela ngenyawo. Lo mshado usuyamngcolisa.
You might be blessed of God in many other things, so many wonderful things God has given you, but you trample your marriage underfoot, it becomes unclean.
Abanye bawuthatha bawulahle bahambe bashadeke ngendlela yabezizwe kukufanele ngoba ungumuntu kaSathane umuntu wezizwe umuntu ophandle kombuso wezulu kukufanele lokho ngoba ukanye nalo isifazane oza kimi wathi ngingumuntu kaSathane ngisize ngiba umntwana kaNkulunkulu.
Some ignore God's truth completely and so they get divorced, they go and remarry themselves. Why do they do that? Because they are of the world, they are in the world. That's how the world behaves. And like that woman who came to me and said, I'm a child of Satan, help me, how can I become a child of God?
Yakhala ngengane zakho. Azikulaleli, azikushoniphi. Kanti lapho ufeba wabafaka uphoyizeni.
You complain that your children don't honor and respect you, but you have been promiscuous and you've injected them with this poison.
Ngalokho uzehlisela intukuthelo kaNkulunkulu phezu kwakho.
And through that you bring down the wrath of God upon you. Bringing a curse upon your own children and your children's children. Shouldn't we rather heed what Jesus said, where he said, rather gouge out your eye than that it should offend you? Rather go into heaven without one eye than with both eyes in hell, or cut off your foot than that you should walk in the ways of darkness and sin and adulteries and enter into heaven with one foot. You've heard this, First Thessalonians, what it says. Where it says in chapter 4, verse 3, for this is the will of God, your sanctification. It means holy. And then in verse 4, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel or live with his wife in sanctification and honor. Do you hear, you married people? You men? Treat your wives well in holiness and respect. Instead, you find husbands who live in their homes with their wives where it's warfare, and they show no honor, no respect. He shows no respect towards his own wife. Flee adultery. Live with her. In sanctification and respect, in honor. Do you hear, men? You see, being perverted with your own wives is not something that takes you to heaven. You'll be cast into hell. That is why the Lord says, better to gouge out your eye. In other words, take absolute, drastic, radical action. You need to treat your wife in honor. That's why the world must be removed out of you.
In honor and in holiness. In German, you say, not a bull amongst the cattle.
Hayi inkunzi.
The donkeys. That's what you are.
Well,
text. That's ito yona. Ngabe ngono sisho njengo Joseph eGibhite.
Better that we should say with Joseph who was in Egypt.
Ngingakwenza kunje esebanjwe sifebe esesezandleni zakhe. Wathi kungcono kuba ngife kunokuba ngenzele isono. Ngingakwenza kanjani lento ngone uNkulunkulu na?
How can I do this dishonorable thing? How can I, when this immoral woman tried to grab hold of him, how can I sin before God and before man?
Ngoba uma ungayiphethe kahle noyisifazane imisebenzi kadevele leyo imisebenzi kasathane noma ungakashadi useyingane nomthembisile nomshadile uyinto kasathane.
For if you are sexually immoral, whether you're married or still maybe you're just a child or unmarried, this applies to you as well.
Ujobe umuntu kaNkulunkulu wathi ngenza isivumelwano namehlo ami omabili. Ngenza isivumelwano namehlo ami. Ngeke ngimbuke owesifazana. Ngeke ngimbuke oyintombazana. Ngiyakuzwa lokho. Indoda yamadoda iqhawe lasezulwini wathi ngasuka ngahlala phansi ngakhuluma namehlo ami ngenza isivumelwano namehlo ami ukuthi ngeke ngimbuke owesifazane.
Job, who was a child of God, made this statement. He said, I have made a covenant with my eyes not to look upon a woman. In other words, he took a drastic action. He said no to this. It was a radical thing. No to looking upon a woman.
Don't
read it now. Back at home, you can look up Job 31, verse 1. He said, I've made a covenant with my eyes.
Kodwa uma uhluleka umzimba wakho olithempeli kamoya ngcwele ukuthi uliphathe ngobungcwele uyadlala uyaganga.
We like the idea of revival and seeing the Lord at work, but if you cannot live in holiness regarding your own body, then you're just playing around with God.
Lezi zinto esikhuluma ngazo ke zizwe.
These things I've spoken about, that is the world, which is in you. It's inside you. It comes out of you. It arises.
Pornography.
It arises from within you. That is why you gaze upon pornography, pictures of nude women. That is why you read filthy things. Where does it come from? It comes from inside you. Rather that you bring it to be burnt, but instead, that's the thing that you keep in your heart. It's inside you.
Ake kubheka abantu abasha abaculayo nemculo abayilalelayo nalokhu kuqicimayo endebeni zabo. Imculo engasile, imculo yasezweni.
Just observe young people, the music and the songs that they sing, and listen to what pours forth from their lips. That's the world.
Ungaphumi nje endebeni kodwa kunyakazisa nomzimba kuvusa inkanuko izwele.
It doesn't just come out of the lips, it comes out of the heart, and it causes the body to desire, that causes arousement, that is the world. These things that are inside you, where you might do this in secret, you're not observed by anybody. Nevertheless, whether you live or die, you're on the way to hell. This filth comes out of the heart. You speak things. You speak wrong. You speak wrong things. You say terrible things. Where does it come from? It comes from deep down inside the heart of man. Even in a holy place. I've often heard that you'll find girls sitting in a service. I've been told this often. That will be nudging their friends and whispering to them, you see that boy, the one with glasses on, or that one, he's mine. And where does it come from? It's not the filth and the dung of the world. It's the dung in the heart. Satan has just and that they are like that male donkey.
Yes.
That they are, they live in the lusts of the flesh. They, without shame, without embarrassment, they talk about it. Sadly, their parents will condone this filth and what their children are doing. So be extra. Now, be extra careful, because the beginning of this list starts with the sins, the desires of the flesh. Although there are 17 or 18 and much more, but the desires of the flesh in particular, these sexual sins, that's what you need to watch out for. That's how it starts in this list. Jesus was tempted also bodily, but not of this type of sexual desire, but because the body has other desires. He was tempted with hunger.
Ukabanga kahle, ukusebenza kahle, uzosebenza inyanga la, asebenze inyanga le asebenze inyanga ezisithupha la akakwazi ukuma ndawonye ikhanda lakhe alisile uyagula la ebuchopheni uguliswa yini izinkathazo zenyama.
The Bible says, do not give your strength to women. You see, people who are in the sin of licentiousness, they will lose their power of and the energy to think correctly and logically. With work, they'll flit around from one job to the next. They have a type of insanity. They are unstable.
Uma ungahlangananga nentombazana uyosangana sendake nakuzwa lokho khona nodokotela bangasile abashinto enjalo.
Then there are some who will advise young people and say, look, if you don't get involved sexually, it'll drive you mad. There are even some doctors who will say such silly things.
Ukuzigcina, ukuziphatha kahle,
being sanctified. Being sanctified and self-disciplined will bring you life and strength, even strength of mind.
It'll
bring health. It'll bring health to your body and your mind. Now there's another version. There are varieties of the flesh troubling a person. With some it's gluttony. They are stuffing in food from morning till night, the whole time. That is sinful when you eat beyond the limits, beyond the boundaries. The same might be that a person takes, smokes or does things like that because of that craving. Where's the matter? Where is the heart of the matter?
Come.
Out of the heart. Get the dirt out of the heart.
Omunya asuka kade ngazama ngiyazama ngiyesuleka ngiyayinikela kade ngiyinikela kodwa kunqobeki angithumeleli angifinyeleli ekunqobeni ngikhululeke kule msebenzi kaSathane esemzimbeni wami.
But a person says, I cannot. I've tried for years, again and again, I've made decisions and in public, but this thing doesn't come out of my heart.
But Paul says, Galatians 2 verse 20.
Galatians 2 verse 20, Paul says, I no longer live, but Christ Jesus lives within me.
Is it
24
or
20?
Verse 20.
It's not
me.
It's not me that lives any longer. I no longer live. For Christ lives in me. He's the one who deals with these things in the heart.
Manje kukhona abantu abaphiwe ngokwe music beqamba izinto.
There are some people who are very brilliant with music and are creative and can even compose.
Yabona oBach no Beethoven laba abenzi music.
Classicals
beqamba music.
Like the era of Bach and Beethoven and them, who could compose music. One of the composers of music. Now, not this style of rock and pop, but a of proper music.
Mendelssohn.
His surname
Mendelssohn, Felix. Felix Mendelssohn.
Was Mendelssohn. He was Felix Mendelssohn.
Manje kwelinye isonto elikhulu bekhona iorgan elihle.
In a certain church there was a beautiful organ.
Lelo bandla laqasha umdlali weorgan.
And in that church they used to hire an organist.
Bekhona ke lo muntu wahlala phakathi neviki. Efunda ukudlala le music ye classic esontweni.
And you'd find that that organist during the week they would spend their time practicing trying to learn these classical compositions.
Lo we organ ubedlala i music eyaqandwa u Mendelssohn. Felix Mendelssohn. Ezame juluka bemanzi. Azame futhi kube lukhuni, kube lukhuni ukudlala lamanoti. Isigcino wathi, hayi, sengiyayeka ngikhathela kulungi.
In this particular instance, the man was trying to learn how to play Mendelssohn. He tried and he tried and tried harder again. Eventually said, I just cannot seem to get it right.
He was so frustrated
that eventually put his hands up in the air and said, I give up, I'm going. Collected all his notes and all the music notes and books. And as he was about to go out of the church, he didn't see.
Kuthi lapho sapractisa ezama kungena umuntu esontweni wahlale muva ebenjini lokugcina iorgan lile phambili.
He hadn't noticed as he was then leaving the church that right at the back, while this organist had been trying to practice and failing to play Mendelssohn, there was a man who had come in at the back and sat on the back bench.
Wamuzwa.
Had heard
of him.
Trying.
Ezama.
Struggling.
Ukudlala lento. Ahluleke.
And.
Aqale phansi ahluleke. Waze waqasuka wathi sengiyayeka lento.
Had been struggling and trying to play the notes and how he had audibly said, I'm giving up, I just can't.
How? Then as he was walking
out,
wahamba ngejubane waqonda kuye wathi hawo mdlali weorgan ungangivumela yini ukuthi ngidlale leli organ.
The man at the back on the back bench then rushed after him and said to the organist who had just given up, would you allow me to please play on that organ?
Mdlali organ.
Mr. Organist. The organist was so bad-tempered by then that he said, look, it's useless, it doesn't help, you'll never succeed playing on that organ. He begged him. And he tried and he said, please won't you allow him? And eventually he said, all right, you just go in and play it.
No,
try.
He said, I won't allow you. Then the third time, after begging him, God always start. What? All right, come back.
So the third time he said, all right, go then and try and play.
Indlu yonke yagcwala le music kube ngathi kusezulwini kube into eyisimanga edlala lamanoti ayemehlula yona umdlali we-organ. edlala kube ngathi kuba izwe lonke gcwala ubungcwele.
Then the man sat down on the organist chair and he began his notes, and this upset organist noticed how the whole cathedral just filled with a beautiful sound when he played this music of Mendelssohn. It was like earth was filled with heaven.
Umdlalo okenwa mangala what? Hey! Ngaze ngizokunje ubumnando bungaka obuhle ngalendlela. Uma iseqedile waya kuye wathi, sibanibani? Utshele igama lakho.
The organist, who was so frustrated, as he listened, he was fascinated, he marveled, and then he, as he walked out, he said to him, "You played so beautifully, who are you?"
What ingingo Felix Mendelssohn?
And he said, "I am Felix Mendelssohn."
Oye lo okambele music.
He had composed that music. He was the owner of it. He was the originator. The organist really regretted. He regretted that he had made those statements and that he felt terrible, felt like he was just the worst piece of dirt on earth. He had
tried. Kube yena ophatha amehlo akho nolimi lwakho mdedele kuzobabaza umhlaba wonke ukuthi hey asigaze sizwe imusic efana nani.
So Mendelssohn was able to play it, for he had originated it, he had made it. Allow the Lord Jesus Christ to possess you, to take over your eyes, your thoughts, your very being, and then he who made you, he who originated you, will show the world and they will marvel as they see the Lord living his life in you.
Yes, what?
Is that understandable? If you understand a bit, I'd say, well, you're almost in heaven already. If you don't hear this, you don't understand it, well, Satan must have hardened your heart, concreted your heart. Let the Son of God take charge of your life. Let him in and take full control of your life. Shall we bow our heads?
Nkosi Jesu, siyabonga ukulithola izwi lakho.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for receiving your word.
Izwi lakho lisibani lilambu. Elkanya ngaphezu kokukhanya kwesitimela ebusuku kukhanye konke ba.
Lord, your word is like a lamp for us. It's brighter than a lamp on a train as it shines in the darkness.
Ungene njengokuba wehla ezulwini ngokukhanya okukhulu wangena kuSawuli. Waguqulwa kwaba uPawuli. Waba uPawuli iqhawe kuze kube sekufeni.
Lord, as you came down in that bright light and entered into Saul's life, who became Paul and lived with that light for the rest of his life. And until today, we receive help through him.
Amen.
Amen.